Sunday morning feels so bad. Everybody seems to nag.
Oh.
Coming Tuesday, I feel better. Even my old man looks good.
Excuse me?
Your old man looks
good. Ours is dead.
What
the hell's your problem?
Hey.
I got Friday.
Fauci, don't ruin
everything.
Shut
up, man.
Come on,
what are you doing?
I feel uncomfortable because he sings about his old man looking good, and our fathers have passed away.
Right.
So I think that song needs to be eliminated from the playlist.
I do, too.
Thank you.
You're triggered?
Boy, am
I am.
Pissy mood this morning. Y'all are going to have to take care of me, man. Bad mood, baby.
Here's what
Will Clark heard me.
Can I have one request?
Yes.
Don't have a heart attack until 12:01.
Oh, you're so thoughtful.
I know.
I thought.
Well, said he cares about your well-being just until the show ends.
That's exactly right.
Then after that,
we'll find a replacement by Monday. All right. So
wait, what? But you already have him named. It's your old joke. It's your old joke. Hey, when I die. Are you going to be with another guy? Well, probably. Are you going to let him use my golf clubs? Well, no, he's left-handed.
That is not your joke of the day.
No, it's not.
Okay.
It's way worse.
We're going to get, what was the rapper's name? Nas?
N-A-S. I'm assuming that's Nas.
Is that the Nas X guy?
That's a different guy. That's Little Nas X.
Is his last name Zol?
That's what I'm saying. Is he named after you're a Nas?
Yeah.
Isn't that a
that's a Will
like short for nozzle?
Well, yeah. Apparently, he's from the '90s rap scene. That was before I think Nozzle picked up steam.
Oh, was
okay.
It really?
Yeah, so he's grandfathered in.
We're gonna talk about the Nas's down at Metro Council and the mayor here in a moment.
Oh my gosh!
But first, we start with UK football. They have their biggest game in their program's history tomorrow afternoon at 3:30. 6-0 Kentucky, 6-0 Georgia. Georgia's not just 6-0; they're penned to be one of the best teams in the last decade or so. Am I inaccurate by that?
And if you go to Indiana and bet it. Georgia is a 21.5-point favorite.
Yeah, I saw 22.5 this morning, but I'll take either one.
I'm taking that.
Yeah, I thought this would be a better game until that line came out on Monday or Sunday.
I think it opened at a flat 22, so it's fluctuated a little bit depending which book you're following.
We talked with this with Joe, but I brought up the fact that the numbers, Dave, is it Stoops is almost to the point to where as many wins as Bear Bryant.
People forget that Bear Bryant coached at Kentucky because
right.
he's so associated with Alabama, obviously.
Correct. So I brought up the old story.
Bear Bryant wasn't actually a bear. He was a human being with the nickname. So it was not actually a bear per se coaching.
Thank you, Dr. Fauci.
That was so helpful.
I appreciate
Thank
it. Sometimes
for,
you clear
why
that
is he
up.
Here?
I don't
he clears
know.
That up. I appreciate it. I really do. So the old story was they offered – Bear Bryant a watch or a lighter, and they offered and gave a car to Rupp.
Yeah.
And that was his last thing. So I said, I don't know if that's true. Dick Gabriel texted and said, no, the story is Bear Bryant used to tell that in a story at Alabama. It was a lighter, and he goes, he's got such a big laugh on it that he just kept it. It never happened.
Oh.
It's not a true story.
No.
I'm sure Joe B. went over that, Dave, a couple of times.
He did.
Yeah.
They never actually even gifted him the lighter.
No, they didn't even get the lighter out of him.
But, I'm not terribly thrilled with the idea of putting Mark Stoops in the same conversation as Bear Bryant yet. So he's got the win totals, but that's apples and oranges in the broad scheme of the body of work.
Oh, sure. No.
Yeah, I mean, just as long as this doesn't end up being like a UK shirt or poster.
Oh, it will be.
What are you talking about? No, but look.
But you could win 100 games over 20 years, 5 wins a year, and say, I'm the winningest coach of all time. But, yeah, he never went to a bowl.
Of course, if these guys coached today, they'd all be in prison. They were a little rough on the players.
The
water?
Optional.
Water?
Yeah.
No. Go sit in a shed for 3 days.
Sit in what?
A shed.
Shed.
Oh, okay.
Okay, you guys made fun of Nas. I found a Nas song that has 143 million views.
Oh, well, oh is it clean, gosh. Though?
It says so.
He sounds very masculine.
Hang on, let's soak it in.
He sounds very masculine.
It might not be him.
A-O-D.
That's him.
Oh,
that's gotta be him.
How do you know?
I don't know. All the way in on this one. He's all the way in on this one.
Yeah. Some of the smartest dummies can't read the
language of Egyptian mummies. Oh, he's Jamaican.
Wait, but he's talking about Egyptians.
Yeah, maybe he's Egyptian.
Is he Jamaican?
I think he's Egyptian.
Like it says he's from New York.
Well, I think they have a little Jamaica in New York.
Hang on, let me get my decoder ring. I think I can make this out.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that's Nas. I think this is a guy helping Nas.
Oh, really?
Because there's a dude that's not Egyptian behind him with a crown on.
You know,
just watching this guy at the moment.
We don't have enough rap songs to have 20-minute intros.
Well, you know what?
Yo, yo, hey, man. I'm
but for $15, you can learn directly from Nas how to do whatever that was.
Oh,
you
know what? I'd rather have the $15.
You know what? Good for him.
I'd rather have the
good $15. Good for him. This music industry sucks. What can I do? Nah, teach people to do this.
Music industry, it does suck, but did you like that?
Do you have to ask that question? Seriously.
No, I don't have to.
I didn't understand a thing you said.
But you know what, though? I'm dead serious. I'm going to sign Tony Cruz up for it because that was going to be the funniest thing ever, watching him try to be a rapper.
He's a pretty good singer.
Is that still up?
Tony Cruz is a pretty good
singer.
I know
he's in his church choir, but yeah, there's a difference between singer. Mr. Nas's work and how great thou art.
Have you ever seen him dressed up like the wolf? Have you ever seen Tony Cruz dressed up like a wolf and he's singing in the play at his church?
No, but
no,
it's fantastic.
That's a little weird.
I hear tell that Penny wears a Little Red Riding Hood outfit, and
no, that's
he
later
wears
that
fat,
night.
And
that's
then
later
that
night.
Night, they like to...
Well, they
play.
Have to adjust their number on their...
I know, sleep number bed.
Sleep number.
She'll huff and she'll puff hey. And...
hey, if we're going to...
David?
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 David? If Tony Cruz and the wife are going to play Little Red Riding Hood and the Wolf, they've got to sit that sleep number to all the way up to 56.
It's got to be 56 across the board.
I'm already having a bad day.
I'm sorry. You know equipment in this building doesn't work well. Why do you get upset when it doesn't work? I don't understand.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing.
No.
30
no.
years ago. Listen.
Damn it.
Why did you do this?
I'm sorry.
30 freaking years ago when I started in radio, we would cut and splice reel-to-reel tape and put it on carts and do everything manually. It's much more efficient than the crap that we have here. None of the studios are alike. Nothing works. I'm just fed up with – I came in early to get some work done, and all I did was go studio to studio to try and find a studio that worked.
Well, it's,
and then yesterday
okay. here we
I went
go.
To the same thing with production.
Here we go.
I can't even email a commercial to somebody, so when I log on to my Google account, somehow
Google.
It locked me out, and I was locked out of my Google account all day. And then next thing you know...
So how long do you think he's going to go?
Actually,
you think he's going to go?
We probably got time to go to lunch.
Three more minutes.
Two more minutes. You think he's going to complain?
It's been a long spot.
Should we go to the bathroom and come back and maybe he'll be here?
I mean,
here.
If you want to go make a cup of coffee, I mean, he's distracted, so he's not stealing it.
I said, look at this script.
Yeah, I know. He's, you know, he's not wrong, but it's...
No, the equipment he talked about from 30 years ago, we're still using.
Okay. And then next thing you know...
Most of it's still up in the attic.
Let's bring it back in.
Go into Cool Edit. So then Cool Edit freezes up. I said, what do you want me to do? This is the script you sent me. I wrote every single freaking word.
Okay.
I'm just sick of it.
All right, okay. All
okay.
Right. All right, time out.
Easy
so,
thunder.
Now do you understand why I picked
yes,
it up?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
We do. I'm sorry I brought it up.
Oh, my gosh.
Shouldn't have brought it up. I'm sorry.
I honestly
you know
thought.
What? I wanted to kind of segue into the mayor talk, but I kind of don't want to do that now.
No, because I don't think Dwight's heart can handle it right now.
Oh,
all right.
And that's stupid.
Yeah, reparations is all
you.
Dwight needs to hear about right
I
now.
I know. We're not going to do this. You're too hopped up. I can't have you have a heart attack this early in the day. Stop. All right.
Oh, but later in the day if he has a heart attack, perfectly acceptable.
Yes, absolutely. It's not on our watch.
Gives us a couple days to find somebody else.
What happened, Susan? Oh, I didn't see that coming. All right, asteroids.
Her with the big old grin on her face and an insurance policy.
Yeah,
really?
She's got a big glass of wine.
She's got a big glass of wine.
The insurance policy.
She's got that insurance policy in her clutches, just dying to get down to State Farm and collect it. She says, really? He did?
I'm buying wine out of a bottle now.
She's smoking
she's
a cigar.
She's got an envelope in the top drawer of her nightstand that says, she's open when Dwight kicks it.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow, Susan Tyler Witten sure took that news
Doesn't
well.
Even smoke cigars. She's smoking a cigar that day.
You mean Susan Tyler.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's dropping that witness fast as possible.
I tell you, she's
Alt, control, delete. Gone.
I don't blame her. If I could drop that witness name, I would too.
Okay, there's an asteroid the size of one of the Great Pyramids. Actually, they compare it to the Great Pyramid Giza is whipping by Earth today.
That's an old pyramid.
They said it's not.
That's one of my favorite pyramids.
Geezer. All right. Maybe we got Geezer from Giza. We don't know that.
You never know.
Thank you.
I mean, there's old people there.
So my concern is that it's not going to it's going to miss us. So it's going to be like a million miles away.
So it bothers you that it's going to miss us.
No. Oh. It bothers me that they didn't know this was around till 30 days ago.
Yeah, what about that?
They didn't know until 30 days ago. So if there is going to be an asteroid the size of whatever where we don't have Bruce Willis to get into a space shuttle and go save us, we're going to know about 30 days in advance.
This happens all the time. We have crews of people doing nothing but watching the skies for this, and they sneak up on us all the time.
Yeah.
Well, couldn't we have just sent William Shatner up in the penis rocket to just like knock it out of the orbit?
That would be a great visual, wouldn't it?
And then George Takei would like that.
And then he would. I'm going to say that's a push. Because the
no, because they have a feud. He was making fun of him yesterday.
Yeah, I think he called him an unfit guinea pig yesterday.
Yeah. Okay.
Then I'm going to do like Will Smith from the Dodgers, who are going to the NLS. Point for a call right here to Will Clark on that.
Does he get a dollar in, dollar out?
For what?
For the joke.
It wasn't a joke, actually. I was just pointing out the story from yesterday. Oh, okay. I wasn't angling for cash that time.
Well, then let's get to a decision.
There's a first for everything.
Then you know what?
If George Takei was in the rocket, he'd come up from behind the asteroid.
All right.
That's it. That's it.
That's
$2.
Is it?
Well, that way the asteroid doesn't see him coming.
No. Damn it.
I can stack them.
He did. You got two in a row.
Please don't.
The asteroid.
I'm just so glad Dwight went past asteroid. All right.
That's where the roids are.
That's where they are. We don't have time enough to talk about what happened last night.
Words were said.
How long was the meeting total, Will? Was it like an hour? Because they covered violence. And let's give it a round of applause. I know you don't want to for the mayor for finally admitting that we don't have just a gang problem, that it may be the worst in city history.
And it's gangs. Plural.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm not giving this joker any kind of credit. What are you talking about?
I'm being
about?
Sarcastic.
Okay.
We can give him the clap.
He probably already has the clap.
And I do give Piagentini credit for calling, comparing us to Philadelphia and Chicago and the nicknames of Killadelphia and Chirac is what he calls it.
Okay, what about
what are we?
What about
what are we?
What about Representative Marilyn Parker saying, you know what? Gang members don't give a patootie about summer job programs.
Which is what I've said for years.
Of course.
And there are other activists who
stupid enough to believe any of that crap would work, the lovey dovey let's build a ping pong center crap would help clean up the violence. Is Mayor Dumbass Fisher.
Do those activists, do any of them live in the most dangerous neighborhoods in the city?
All right.
Maybe one of them.
All right, time out. I do believe those social programs help the kids that don't want to join a gang, that want somewhere safe to go after school. That's needed.
For those kids.
I want those programs and the ping pong tables and the somewhere there to watch these kids after school until their parents get home.
I think that's
warranted. The gangs, I want the National
Jail.
Guard to go in there and just start get them out.
Here's what I would like to do. I would like to have Mayor Fisher go meet with these gangs without his LMPD detail and lovey-dove these gangs out of violence.
Just bring an interrupter.
No. I don't even want him taking an interrupter.
They're not even American gangs.
I want this blue blood, silver spoon, never worked an honest day in his life mayor to go meet with these gangs on his own. And do a lovey-dovey, let's stop the violence.
What do you guys need to stop the killing?
I brought that up this morning with Joe. I said, you know, and at the risk of sounding absurd, I said, why doesn't the city, LMPD, the Safe and Healthy Neighborhoods, somebody, some representative of Metro Government.
Safe and Healthy Neighborhoods.
But go.
Give us police.
Go and meet with the leader of the gangs. And I was told that the current gang structure, in a tweet, so, is that there are no leaders. It's just kind of.
Here's what I want.
It's a
Bring back badass cops like Major Jimmy Harper, the Viper Unit, stuff that has proven to work, stuff that is squished of the gang violence. Bring it back. Enough with these stupid programs and initiatives that never work. Right. What a dumbass.
You're talking about a, and we're going to get to the joke of the day.
And on to reparations.
And well, no, stop.
Oh,
why
sorry,
do you
sorry.
Have to do that to
I'll
him?
Leave it here before we get to the joke of the day. This is a mayor's office that didn't realize that the Russian mob owned the Capitol building. We all forget those little stories. They owned an $80 million building downtown. The Russian mob owned a building in downtown Louisville. Now,
to the point that the federal government was going to seize it in a lawsuit.
That's not exclusive to Louisville. They have infiltrated. Why I say these are not exclusively American gangs. These are Asian gangs and Russian gangs that have infiltrated, that are affecting the gangs in this town that are killing us, killing people. So,
Tony, I think that's unfair.
Can you speak up, Mr. Mayor? I can't understand you.
I think it's unfair for you to say this.
Mayor,
this is a Louisville
problem. Mayor, is this mic on?
You know, if the Russians are going to come to town, can they at least send Vladimir Putin? He seems like a very interesting guy to talk to.
Putin wouldn't put up a gang. He's going to ride around shirtless on a white horse.
That's a hysterical last name, Putin.
Okay. I love Mayor Fisher, though, when talking about the violence in the city, his answer is, well, other cities have problems, too.
Right. Yeah, and they do, Mayor. And they
San Francisco is a hellhole.
He's right. And every city has a D next to the mayor's name.
Well, and,
that's the common denominator.
That's roughly the same argument that I have to have with my kid, where my kid tells me he's going to do something stupid because he saw someone else do it. I said, well, if that person jumped off a bridge, would you do it?
Yeah,
I mean, it's the same argument.
Well, actually, Tony and I,
we did
that
a bunch.
But yeah, except you two morons actually jumped off the bridge.
Before you jump, can you paint it, please?
I got to do some deep breathing exercises.
All right, everybody calm down. Let's get a little zen here.
How could one stupid
breathing exercises, breathe in.
Ruin a city and ruin my day.
Breathe out. Dwight, give us
your day.
Stop the music real quick, please. Stop the music real quick. Breathe in. Okay. Breathe out. Will, you're not doing it. Breathe in.
Well, I'm calm.
Okay, Will, that was not cool.
Dude, why did you pass gas?
Yeah, why, man?
Because that's what I do.
I'm sorry.
Not very calm. Are you ready?
For me. I can't breathe in heavily now.
Are you ready?
Nothing more relaxing than
don't breathe in heavy now.
The voice of Hillary Clinton.
Are you ready for the joke of the day, Dwight?
My heart, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, you all have to help me on this with courtesy laughs, because I'm pissed off.
All right.
My delivery's going to be way off.
Are you a pro? Are you a professional?
Is you
your
can
job
do it.
Right now, is your job right now to deliver the joke of the day?
I'm not a pro, but my wife is.
All right.
Are you going to deliver this with the Susan Tyler Witten laugh?
Pretty funny.
Pretty funny.
Okay, here we go. Here we go.
Yeah.
Joke of the day. Let's walk to a bar, fellas.
All right, walk into a bar Friday. Here we go.
All right. Hey, fellas.
Hey, Dwight.
This blind man walks into a bar. He orders a drink, sits down, starts to sip it. He says, hey, does anybody in here want to hear a blind joke? Well, the woman next to him taps him on the shoulder and said, listen, mister, I'm going to give you a pass because you're blind. I just want to let you know, I'm blonde. I'm a bodybuilder. I'm 5'9" of pure muscle. And I'm platinum blonde. The bouncer you walk by, he's a Navy SEAL, a martial arts expert, and his hands are lethal weapons. He's blonde. The bartender that just gave you your beer, he's 6'2", or she's 6'2", used to be a roller derby star, and she's blonde, too.
Roller derby.
Now, mister, I ask you, you still want to tell that blonde joke? The blind man says, well, no, not if I have to explain it three times.
That is your joke of the day.
I thought the joke was just a blind man walks into a bar.
October 15th. Oh, damn.
The immunity music has ended. Dave will pay $5.
Yes. Oh, that's a hit.
I liked it, though. I liked it. I liked
that's
it.
A steep five.
That's your joke of the day, October 15th, 2021.
Hey,
Sasquatch, see you, buddy.
Playboy Mansion, is it haunted? We'll hear ghost stories from there after the news. Plus, what's our money doing on the way? Right, Tony?
Yes, sir. Keep it where you got it. News Radio 840 WHAS. Friday. I'm
WHAS.
We will discuss the UK-Georgia game with Nick Roush, our former intern.
Yeah.
So kind of a, thinks he's a big shot now.
The second fastest beer drinker in the South End.
Second?
Yep, I'm the first.
I'm not trying to remember how that race went out last year at St. Paul.
I remember me winning it.
No.
Yeah.
It was like the wings. You finished second.
I actually have the video on my phone, so we can look at that later.
I wish you would and finally admit.
You lost?
No!
Silver medal.
Let's get past it. Let's get past
it. You spilled beer on your chest.
You and your socialist views on beer drinking.
It permeates every fiber of his being.
Right.
You. All right. Do we talk about the mayor now or not?
Do we have to?
You two can, but...
Okay, here we go. A bonus joke of the day.
Okay.
Mayor Fisher.
Oh. Too easy. Too easy. I didn't get to see the exchange between Piagentini and the mayor. I want to see that in its entirety.
I do, too.
Because I think Anthony probably went after him. We'll have several of these guys on Monday, probably. But it was not a long meeting. It was about an hour, I don't think, about an hour. So it's not exactly like they exchanged a ton of ideas. But they're going to spend a ton of money.
On everything but police.
I thought the worst line was he said, LMPD is 300 officers short, and he said he'd like to offer $5 per hour raises to make city jobs more competitive. That would cost $45 million. What?
Because he's saying all city jobs.
No, cops.
Hey, stupid ass. Last night you said the violence is due to LMPD being down 300 officers.
And COVID.
We are down 300 officers because of you. Because of you. You're the reason, Greg Fisher. Get your ass out of that seat. Seriously, man.
He did have a quote, and I'm going to find it. I think I retweeted it. It's where he said, let me see if I can find it. Somebody asked him, is this your fault? And he said, gosh, I wish that was, and you can just get another mayor.
Well, it is.
Oh.
It is. It's your fault, Greg Fisher.
You're in charge.
If a CEO takes a company all the way down, a flourishing company like Louisville was, and takes it all the way down through the toilet, whose fault is it?
Yeah.
The
it's
flu.
The CEO.
No, it's happening. All around the nation, other cities that have Democratic mayors have the same problem.
One thing I like that he'll do is if crime is down, say 2021 is down a little bit, it's not. He'll say crime is down compared to last year, not compared to 8 years ago when we had about 45 murders.
Unbelievable, this guy.
I don't want any, obviously, but I'll take 45 over 200.
I can't find one redeeming quality about this Joker. I really can't. Look, one time on...
He's got most of his hair.
He's got a
five head.
Hey, listen. One time on Batman, like the old Batman. You know
right,
what I'm
right.
About?
The Batman. Bam, pow, kaboom.
The real Batman.
They were in crooked rooms.
I think they were on LSD when they filmed those.
One time on the real Batman series...
The real Batman series.
The Riddler sprayed Commissioner Gordon with this green smoke, and it made Commissioner Gordon a freaking idiot.
Right.
I'm starting to think that maybe the Riddler goes to his office every single day. I just can't find a reasonable explanation on why one man can be this stupid. Oh, there it is.
You know, you could buy all that stuff.
Can you really?
Where you pull the head up and hit the red button.
Yeah.
And the books turn into two fireman hose. Or
firemen.
Fireman's poles,
hoses.
The sliding poles. That's Remember not... the bookcases
oh,
open up?
Yes, yes.
And they run and jump on the fireman hose. Or hoses, damn it.
Sliding on a fireman's pole.
All right. I do got to say this, and I know this is a bigger issue than the mayor and reparations and everything else. The Trinity football game has moved up to an hour tonight.
Oh my gosh.
Start time is 6.
Let me get to my Google calendar.
Not 7:30.
Are you sure? Hang on.
You're playing a team from Cincinnati?
No, St. Louis.
St. Louis.
Yeah.
Trinity moved to
You got it?
I'm gonna put
6 p.m., not 7:30.
No, I'll put it at 5:30.
Good idea. That way good idea.
Wait a minute.
What time you want to tailgate, yeah, Dwight?
Okay, now we're talking. So tailgate, I'm going to move it up to 3 o'clock.
Oh, we should do the show there.
Yeah, we'll do the show there.
Yeah, we should do the show
there. All right. Yeah. All right. On. Google Calendar adjusted.
I know that was important to a lot of people.
Oh, everybody. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Here's what I'm saying. This is how important Trinity football is. I would rather watch Trinity play another high school than I would watch the Rolling Stones. That's how.
What? Wow.
That's how.
Yeah.
Wow. For example.
Wow. That's fantastic.
For example, if the Rolling Stones were going to play at Papa John's Cardinals, or sorry.
That's not true.
If the Rolling Stones.
That's not true.
If the Rolling Stones were going to play at Barron Knowles Cardinal Stadium, I would much rather have Trinity and St. X come in and bump them. That's how much I love.
Quit perpetuating that lie.
That's how much I love watching a bunch of teenagers.
America's favorite high school football game did not bump Rolling Stones.
Won't even be half the stadium.
Hey! 18,000 people out there this year.
So put it at Trinity.
Yeah. Put it at
you. Would you all mind your own businesses?
Or how about the new soccer stadium?
Yeah, that little.
Ooh, actually, that's a good idea.
Yeah, move it down there.
I can argue with that.
Pretty soon it's going to be Puppet Show and Spinal Tap.
All right. Marty's mad at us. He wants to come on the show, and we've booked it for the 26th. He's going to come on the show.
You're referencing Marty Polio, the superintendent.
Well, we're so tight, we're friends, so we call him Marty. He's upset with us. That's fine. I used to call my principal by his first name.
Did he ever elaborate why he's so pissed off?
No.
I have a clue that I may have something to do with it.
No. I think we all have probably
said something truthful, and it bothered him.
Or he wants to straighten something out, either way.
But here's the thing. And Marty Polio, we know you listen to the show. I think, but we'll find out when we get the interview, because I'm going to ask him questions on some things.
Yeah. I think he's going to be in studio.
And kudos to him for doing that.
Oh, no, that'd be great, yeah.
Well, he's next door.
Well, I know, but most people, like certain coward public officials, they'll do whatever they do, but they won't have a discussion about it.
No, I agree. No. Marty's never shied away about a conversation.
No.
So we'll talk to him on the 26th. He is booked and ready to go. He just got his contract extension, so he's sticking around. He doesn't have to. I mean, he's definitely, I know that he's up for retirement in 2 years,
boy,
I think. So I don't know his contract. I don't know his I heard that he was up for retirement in 2 years. I don't know if he's going to go out in 2 years, or kind of roll this out. We'll ask him that question when he comes in on the 26th.
I found a story, guys, that we've been doing something wrong for a long time.
Did you talk to my wife?
And people in Louisville aren't going to care.
Okay.
What's the name of that blue and yellow furniture store with the meatballs?
IKEA.
No.
What?
Apparently.
David.
We've been saying that wrong the whole time. One of the representatives from the company was asked about it. He said, by the way, it's really IKEA.
IKEA?
Well, the entire nation calls it IKEA, so every comic I've ever seen reference it is IKEA.
So IKEA, ask the Summit.
Yeah.
Or the Paddock Shops.
Yeah.
Ask the old Sears building.
Yeah.
Hey, once something's
once you're IKEA,
yes,
in Louisville, you're always going to be IKEA.
Listen, still to this day, if I need cash, I tell my wife, Susan, I got to go up and use the Quest machine, and I'll be back.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Also, we're terrible at pronouncing stuff.
Yes.
It's Versailles or Versailles.
Mm-hmm.
Louisville, Louisville, Louisville.
Mount Washington.
Washington.
Mount Washington has a special place in my heart.
Once you go there, you can't go back. They're not going to be able to undo IKEA. I'm sorry.
We Americanize everything.
Isn't the commercials?
Thought so, too. I was thinking the same thing.
The commercial says IKEA. It doesn't say IKEA.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right? Or does he never say IKEA?
I think they're just trying to get the company name out there by doing stupid stuff.
Well, welcome to 2021.
Yeah, no doubt.
Oh, my God. We really didn't want to ban these books, but if we say we're going to, because a section of people want us to that haven't really complained, we don't have any emails to back that up.
Nope.
But we're going to say they are so we can improve our book sales.
And guess there were a whole bunch of Dr. Seuss books I'd never heard of.
And guess what we're all going to – guess
they're
what
the weird ones.
Crazy folks are going to fall for? I'm going to buy 20 of them just to spite you.
The weirdest
– and they're like, oh, please do.
The weirdest Dr. Seuss book that I found.
The weirdest? You mean top five weirdest?
The one, because when they did that, I said, Susan, we got by some of these Dr. Seuss books. The weirdest title I found was Uncle Schminger Hides His Finger. And that was just a horrible read.
Yeah.
I wasn't a fan of that one.
Okay, I found Dr. Seuss books you've never heard of.
Okay.
Oh, God.
These aren't necessarily weird. They're just, you've never heard of them. In 1937, And to Think That I Saw It on Mulberry Street. Hmm. From 1969, I Can Lick 30 Tigers Today.
That was by Joe the Tiger King.
Oh, that was, yeah.
Stupid Carol Baskin.
Or Siegfried and Roy.
I licked 30 tigers today. Listen, Roy. Yes, Siegfried? Today, I licked 30 tigers. Well, Roy.
That's how they clean themselves.
Yes, Siegfried? Today, I jam it in the tiger.
All right, now.
From 1948, Thidwick, the Big-Hearted Moose.
That's actually a good one. I saw the movie on that one.
But he started out as a crazy, weird sexual writer guy.
Well,
he wrote about an island of all women and lesbians.
I think old Dr. Seuss liked to experiment with LSD, if you look at, you know. Yes.
Oh, no. Oh, no. 1931.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Complete and unabridged. I kid you not. I'm looking at the picture of it. The Pocketbook of Boners.
Yeah. Oh, no. I saw that.
Actually a very good read. That's a great, it's a terrific read.
Okay, man.
He either is the biggest weirdo in the world, or he's the funniest smartass in the world going, I'm going to write these books, they're going to go crazy for him, and I'm going to try to do the dumbest ones I could possibly do.
Now, boner is an old-time name for a mistake.
Correct. Just like gay used to mean
fun and happy.
You were happy. Oh, the gay times. The 20s were roaring and gay. And I think even in the
roaring like a tiger.
Oh, hello.
Oh, Tom Drexler.
Hey, Tom Drexler. Oh, baby, I love Tom Drexler. They've saved my bacon so many times. My wife, Susan Tyler Witten, she clogs up our toilet every weekend, it seems. Got them on speed dial. Unclog any single drain for $99. But did you know that Tom Drexler is not only synonymous with perfection in plumbing, but perfection in electrical work? That's right. Tom Drexler Electric. Tom Drexler saw a need for good, dependable, and honest electricians. What did he do? He went out and he recruited the best of the best. And that's what you get now. You get the same perfection with Tom Drexler Plumbing, now with Tom Drexler Electric. Call him. You know the name. You know the number. One Tom Drexler. Yeah.
Short break. We'll come back. Friday show. News Radio 840 WHAS.